At the top of the news this Wednesday morning, violent unrest resulting from a military coup continues in Mali, where ethnic Tuareg rebels, taking advantage of political confusion, have seized three northern regional capitals in as many days, including the ancient city of Timbuktu, with the help of Islamic militant groups linked to Al-Qaeda. The African Union has imposed sanctions on Mali's military junta, including a travel ban and asset freeze. The United States has also announced visa restrictions on the leaders of last month's coup. Mali is already facing an embargo from the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, after the junta ignored demands to hand over power. UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the instability is also creating a humanitarian disaster as refugees flee Mali.
They're telling us that they're fleeing because they're generalized violence, but also mayhem in these towns and cities is increasing. They are telling us that they themselves, during their flight, are targeted by armed men taking their cars, their money, and other personal belongings when they're fleeing towards Burkina Faso and Mauritania. They're also reporting lack of food. Mali itself was one of the top drought-affected countries in the Sahel. I think it's the number two. They're reporting steep price rises and just really concern about sustaining themselves. But also, they're telling us they had hopes that this coup might bring peace to the country, and when they saw that this was falling apart, they decided to leave.